Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture! Do upgrades! Do it right! A new fridge! Do it right! Take a trip and do it right! Get what your heart is after! It's Republic's Cash Bonanza!
New appliances! Clearing bills! Do it with 0 to 5% down payments! Apply online! Quick approvals and more! Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza!
Pick two in the afternoon, pick two in the evening, pick two. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X, multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X, pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash, drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X, pick two in the afternoon, pick two in the evening, pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
It was Easter Monday in our last episode. Both Marla and Frederick blamed themselves for what happened to Kavita by not being better parents. Kavita joined them for breakfast and they assured her of their support. An apologetic Jonathan visited Kavita and Frederick came out and angrily insisted that he leave and never see Kavita again. Anil and Mala took Mina kite flying and he promised a worrying Mala that they would both make sure that Mina would get the best parenting. Right now it's late at night and Robin's phone is ringing.
Who calling me at this hour in the night? I hope it's not a client because me coming out me better this hour. Machu? Oh shoots! Machu?
Robin?
What happened?
I just want to hear your voice. Sometimes it gets real lonely in these parts, you know.
You drunk?
Man, I just had a couple of shots.
Look, hang up this phone and call me back tomorrow when you're sober. What?
I got something to tell you here.
What is it? Somebody dead?
Might as well.
Machu, get a hold of yourself. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
I've been into the thing, you know. Yeah.
The test?
Yeah, the HIV test.
And what, sir? Oh, gosh. You're positive.
I know.
When you do it today? I mean, yesterday? Machu, get a hold of yourself, man. Being HIV positive is not the end of the world.
For you, it might not be. But for me...
Machu, I don't know how you're surprised by this result. It's 6 years me and you dealing and having unprotected sex with each other. You know as a possibility you had this thing after I test positive.
You know what I mean? I should just accept it. Just so...
Machu...
No, I must go around with a loudspeaker like, hey, everybody! I see AIDS, man!
Stop it. You don't have AIDS.
HIV, AIDS? What difference it makes? All mean I'm dead.
No, Machu. HIV is human immunodeficiency virus. Being HIV positive don't mean you're gonna dead. It's not like long ago when they didn't know developing treatment. Anybody can live now and get old with HIV as long as they get on treatment, stay on it, and live healthy. Well, if you don't take your treatment and continue living reckless, then you could develop AIDS, which is acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Then people who do the testing counsel you and tell you all this?
She counseled me before, yeah. But once I get the results, I just run out of there.
The good thing is that you know now and you could start treatment. And in little as 2 weeks, the viral load could be suppressed.
Why must I be taking tablets every day for liver?
Well, you want that then? And the tablets is just for now. Soon they're supposed to have an injection you take every 2 to 4 months. Machu, it's not the end of the world. You got to come to terms with it and do what you need to do. Start treatment.
So wait, Robin. We ain't gonna talk about how you give me this thing.
What?
How else I supposed to get this, Robin? Use me, Oman. Use a sex worker.
You know what? We ain't gonna do this at this early morning hour. We ain't gonna do this. You who die in the bush doing the most, not using condoms with all them women, gonna accuse me of giving it to you? Machu, you eyes pass me. You know I just always use condoms with me clients.
And you really expect me to believe you use condoms with all of them, man? Why you gonna stop lying to me, Robin?
You know what? I ain't doing this with you. God know me heart, and he know I telling the truth. I can forgive you in this moment, because I know you're hurting, and the same way I feel when I find out.
This is not real, yo.
It's real, and you need to get your act together and get on treatment immediately.
This is not real!
You tell the people you're having sex with?
Why I can tell them, though? I can't accept this and I can tell them?
You need to tell them women match you. If any of them positive, at least they could get on treatment as soon as possible and to stop the spread. This whole thing is a mess because you're messing with them women messing with other people. When HIV gonna done if we continue like this?
If I tell anybody in here, Robin, you understand what can happen to me? Everybody can call me AIDS, man. And now I can continue working, Robin.
Machu, now it's not like long ago when people didn't know enough about HIV that they used to look at you with scorn.
Yeah. You need to stop lying to yourself, Robin.
Alright, yes. They still got stigma and ignorant people. But you got to be responsible. You need to tell them women. Tell them to get tested, and if they're positive, they could get on treatment. And if negative, start prep.
You don't understand. I might not be able to work in here no more. And if I ain't working, how we can build this house?
This is not something you could be selfish about. We can find a way. God got we eat a way.
I can't do this. I can't do this.
Machu? Machu? What is this?
So Kavita, how was the counseling today?
It was okay, Daddy.
Good, good. You want me to stop for get something for eat?
No, we have food at the house. Mommy cooked this morning.
Alright, Mala could really cook.
Yeah.
So, what are you feeling since you're going to the counseling? You think it working?
It's nice talking to a professional about how I'm feeling.
Good, good.
But the truth is, I don't know how to feel.
Oh?
Some days I feel like crying whole day. Some days I feel like I'm getting better. And sometimes I just don't know how I'm feeling.
Kavita, whoever go on with you, you're allowed to feel it. Nobody not gonna judge you. Nobody not gonna be angry with you. None of this is not your fault.
Sometimes I feel like it was my fault.
No, no. The only body for blame are the by some.
Maybe if I didn't fall him and maybe if I wasn't so desperate to find Jonathan, maybe I
would... Jonathan should have been protecting you as his girlfriend. But what he gonna do? Drugs with your brother.
Some people are blaming me. Saying I looked for it. Saying I probably like Sam and only crying red because...
Look, forget about what anybody saying.
I can't just forget.
I'm sorry, but people stupid like though. Always quick to blame the victim. You got to ignore them people.
It still hurts.
I know, baby girl.
Some days I just feel like disappearing. Like I wish I could go back and make different choices. Everything in my head is just so loud all the time.
Me understand.
And I don't know if it will ever stop.
But you know, baby, you don't have to let what he do to you determine the rest of your life. You strong and you could overcome anything.
That's what I keep telling myself. That I'm strong and I'm not going to let this change the course of my life.
That's right.
I just have to take it one day at a time, I guess.
And you got your family behind you. We can support you through thick and thin.
I know, Daddy.
We love you.
Thank you.
Whatever support you need, you can count on me. We not gonna blame you for what happened to you, and we not angry with you. One day at a time.
Good afternoon, Mallow.
Good afternoon, Nurse June.
Surprised to hear from you. What's going on?
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
No. Just relaxing and reading the newspapers. But there's so much bad news in there. I need a break.
Okay.
So what's going on?
Well, I'm sure you hear what happened to my daughter, Kavita.
You know, I heard something yesterday, but I'm not one to pry. Somebody said there was something on social media.
Yeah, one of the people who've been at the party write something on social media.
What really happened, Mala? Kavita got raped?
Yes, Nurse June. Her boyfriend had a party and one of his friends do it.
Oh my. Mala, I'm so sorry to hear that. So sorry.
Nurse June, it's really hurtful. Like till now I can't catch myself.
That is so hard on any parent. And why do people feel it's their business to put such things on social media? Only making it harder for the victim.
Yeah. I told Kavita to stay off, but she said she wants to see what people saying.
But it can affect her mental health.
She's going to counseling.
Well, that's good.
Nurse June, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I just wanted somebody to talk to. I'm having a really hard time accepting what happened to my daughter. Nobody wanted children to be raped.
I understand, Mala. If something like this had happened to my Jonelle when she was a teenager, I don't know how I would have coped.
But Nurse June, would you blame yourself if it did?
I think every parent would feel some amount of guilt, even if they are not responsible in any way.
That's how I feel in all the time. I'm just blaming myself.
Yeah.
Nurse June, I feel like I have failed as a mother and I just can't get it out of my head.
Mala, I'm not going to say that your feelings aren't valid. But you have to learn from the past and deal with the present and think about how you can better the future, sweetheart.
That's what I'm trying to do.
None of us are perfect parents, but we do our very best.
But this is the thing, Nurse June, this is the thing. I don't feel like I did my best. Like I could have been there more for them when they were growing up. You know, maybe nothing would have happened if I was around.
Oh, Zara, it's tough. I know it's tough.
I just wish that I could have saved my daughter from what happened to she. I just feel like I have to take somebody blame.
No one is to be blamed for sexual crimes except the perpetrators. And I'm sick of those people who blame victims. Some blame the way the woman is dressed. She shouldn't have been in a certain place. She was looking for it. All manner of silly excuses. And in Guyana, we have a huge problem with that. The number of people I seen victim blaming is alarming.
Sad.
That wasn't Kavita's fault. That wasn't your fault either, Mala. Okay?
Yeah, I just hope that I mess up Mina's life.
Mina will be fine. She has loving parents. And you can learn from whatever mistakes you think you made with Kimal and Kavita.
Yeah.
But Mala, you mind if I recommend one thing to you?
What?
I think you should see a therapist. It sounds like you are dealing with a lot. I think you need a professional to help talk you through it and bring you to a place of peace.
You know, you're probably right, Miss June.
Yeah, think about it. I mean, I can talk to you and give you advice. But at the end of the day, I'm not a therapist.
Okay, I can think about it.
And even with that, just know that I'm always a phone call away, okay?
Thank you, Nurse June. Thank you.
And if there's anything I can do to help with Kavita's healing process, just let me know.
I really appreciate that.
No problem, Mala. That's what we need to do. We need to look out for each other.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.